Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. What does it say to a potential client when they click on your website and there's nothing there but information about you and about how good you are? Maybe we should start communicating or even running our businesses in a very different way, in a way that's focused on empathy, on what matters most to our customers, not on ego and why we think we're the best. This week on Build Your Brand podcast with Jeff Eccles, episode 2, Ego versus Empathy, the story you tell. Subscribe today to Build Your Brand podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. Hello, my name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where each and every week I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. This is episode 316, Using LinkedIn to Build Authority as a Small Firm Architect with my friend Brian McCartney of ArcMark. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. Spend less time on accounting and more time doing the work you love. And our friends at ArcHat, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM specifications, and so much more for free at ArcHat.com. Brian McCartney, welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast.
Hey, Mark, it's so great to be back again. I really appreciate you having me back.
This is going to be fun. Brian was here not too long ago, actually last spring, with a great episode on branding for small firm architects. And we talked a lot about websites and the importance of building a strong website that works for your brand. So you can go back to episode 270. EntreeArchitect.com/episode270. You can learn all about websites and branding, and you can hear Brian's origin story and all of that. But I wanted to jump right into what we're talking about today. I invited Brian back to the show today because after those first few steps of building your brand and getting your website dialed in, the next step is to start leveraging that brand story that you create. And the best way to do that is using social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, depending on your brand, the story you want to tell and to whom you want to tell it, each one of those social media networks can be used to connect and build powerful relationships with the people that you want to work with most. And if your clients are other businesses or the leaders of other businesses, the best platform to use is LinkedIn. And Brian is a LinkedIn expert. So I just wanted to get him back here. He just presented an expert training session inside the membership on how to use LinkedIn to build powerful relationships with partners and prospects. If you're a member, you can go grab that episode or that Entree Architect Expert Training session. It was a fantastic session, and that's why I brought him here, because I want to share Brian's knowledge here on the podcast with all of you about LinkedIn and how we should be using it to leverage and find the work that we want. So, Brian, I appreciate you and spending all the time with us at the expert training session and coming back here in the podcast. I want to jump right into it. LinkedIn. What is so important about LinkedIn? And what should we be doing about LinkedIn?
Well, thanks, Mark. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great platform, I think, for anybody in a professional services type company. One of the main things about LinkedIn is that, if you think about it, a lot of us go on Facebook to stay connected with our friends or our family. A lot of us use Instagram to share visuals. And I know Instagram is also a good place to like share little video clips and things like that. Twitter is a bit different. It's really evolved over the years. But LinkedIn is really the only platform that is really focused on business. So one of the things that makes LinkedIn really a great platform for anybody in a professional services company is that, the expectation is there that you're there to do business, to network with other businesses. So that's what makes it such a great platform to share your message, to communicate your value, build awareness for your firm, and connect with the right people.
Sounds great. What I want to do is maybe make this a step-by-step tutorial. Mm-hmm. So, we understand LinkedIn's important if we're doing work with other businesses, or if you're working with people who are the leaders in those businesses, LinkedIn is a great place for that too. A lot of people think, well, if I'm not doing commercial work, if I'm not working with people in business, then LinkedIn's not really a great place. But everybody who owns a business owns a house. So if you're designing, or not everybody who owns a business owns a house, but many of the people who own businesses are also your clients on the residential side. So LinkedIn works either way. If you're building relationships, it'll work. And so what I'd love to do is sort of start with the importance of setting up the profile. How do we set up the profile in LinkedIn to really make that work really well? And then the second part we can get into is, once that's set up, how do we leverage that to connect with the people that really matter to our business?
Yeah, absolutely. Your profile is, that's your space on LinkedIn, and you want to make sure that you're utilizing it in a very, you're taking all advantage of all the opportunities you have through your profile to really speak to your target audience. And that's really the key, is you have to know who you're talking to. The more you can fine tune your message around the needs and the desires of your target audience, the more you're going to be able to connect with those people, right? One of the drawbacks of LinkedIn really is that there's a lot of, let's face it, there is quite a bit of spam on LinkedIn. I get these random messages from businesses all the time asking me if I need a financial advisor, if I need somebody to outsource my web development to, and things like that. And so really the valuable lesson out of that is that you just can't be random about how you use a platform like this. You have to be very clear who it is you're talking to, the value that you can provide that audience. And it really starts with your profile. Now, there's three key elements that I really try to get people to focus on when it comes to their profile. The first is your image, your photo, right? Your profile photo. One of the big mistakes that I see a lot of companies make is that they just have a photo that, here's the problem, is that LinkedIn, the largest your profile photo is going to be is 165 by 165 pixels. So you don't have a lot of real estate to work
with.
For
anybody who doesn't know, that's really small. It's like the size of a quarter.
Yeah, a quarter, silver dollar, somewhere in there. And so it's really, it's small. And then where your profile photo appears most often is actually in the feeds of your connections. So when you share a post on LinkedIn, there's actually a little teeny tiny image. It's only 55 by 55 pixels. That's a third of the size of your profile page. And so what's really important about your photo is it's got to be clear that it's you, right? So if I go to a networking event and, you know, you give me your business card, you know, I need to, when I'm going through LinkedIn, there might be several like Mark LePages on LinkedIn. And if I'm looking through those profiles and trying to figure out, well, which one do I connect with? I want to make sure that image matches up with what you look like in real life. So that's one thing, the profile photo, getting that really nice and clear, and also making sure that it, you know, you can kind of make yourself out at that 55 by 55 pixels. I mean, it's tiny, let's face it. But the second thing that's really important is your headline. So what I see a lot on LinkedIn is that people use the headline to write their job title, right? So architect, or architect at XYZ firm. And this is really a lost opportunity because your headline allows on the desktop, you can put in as many as 120 characters in your headline. But here's the sneaky little secret. On your mobile phone, on your smartphone, if you download the LinkedIn app, you actually get almost twice that amount of space to work with. So what I often do is I'll edit my headline, and then I'll copy it over to my phone, and then I'll post it there, and I get almost double the amount of words to work with. And what this allows me to do is to create a clear statement, right? So I want to make sure that at the beginning of my headline, I put like a good keyword that matches up with what I do or the services I offer. So in my case, I put in architecture marketing. Then I talk about who I serve. So, what I do is I put in the keyword, then a statement that is basically like a problem benefit type of statement where I'm saying something like, I help architects communicate their value so they can get better projects and better clients. So I use that statement to really make clear what it is I'm all about and who it is I'm trying to help. And then in my case, I also might include a couple of hashtags at the end just to kind of help people give a little bit more idea about what kind of value I offer. So that's the headline. So we got the photo, we got the headline. The third area you want to pay close attention to is your about summary. Now your about summary appears in the next section. Like you have your at the top of your profile, you have your cover photo, your profile photo, and your headline. Maybe some other couple of details. The very next section down is your about section. And in that section, you have your about summary. The really cool thing about the about summary is that it expands. So when you first see it, it's collapsed and it only displays about 300 characters, something like that. So you can just put a little teaser in. And what I like to do is I like to say like, I put in something about like, if you want to get a free consultation, here's a link to schedule time with me, and then I'll tell people, be sure to click see more. There's a little see more button right at the bottom of that collapsed about summary. And when that opens, you have 2,600 characters to work with. So you have a lot more things that you can talk about. In my case, on my profile, I'm really talking about the problems that I try to solve for my clients, a little bit about the process we go through. And then for one example, I put in my links to episode 270 from last year, our podcast, which, by the way, I want to remind you, I was number two last year. I was in the most, right. Second most, yep, popular podcast.
For the whole year. Yep.
For the whole year. So I was pretty proud of that. So I put in links to podcasts I've been on. I put in links to you know, other resources, places that they can kind of validate me and learn more about how I think and what I do for my clients. So that's that about summary is a really great space to kind of expand on the value you bring and what you're able to do for your clients. So those three things together on your LinkedIn profile page, those are really, I think, if you're just going to do, you know, if you're going to think about changing your LinkedIn profile, updating it, making it more useful, that's where you would want to start. Now, there's other things you can do on your profile too. You can expand your work experience, your education. You can add things like volunteer activities and associations. Anything that, you know, we call those proof points, and anything that helps people understand who you are, what you do, why you're passionate about what you do. The other cool thing that I don't want to forget about your about summary and also about all your work experience entries is that you can also add what LinkedIn refers to as media. So media can be anything. It can be like a photo. It can be a link to a video. It can be a link to your website. And you can, these are little thumbnails that appear in different sections of your profile page. So like with the about summary, they appear right at the bottom of the about summary. And they're little thumbnail pictures, or, you know, they'll turn into little thumbnail pictures. But if you link to something, for instance, that'll open up the image and it'll say, view, you know, if do you want to view this? And then you can click to that. So like, for example, for an architect, you could have a link to your portfolio. You could have a link to a download resource on your website. You could have a link to a video where you talk about how you solved a problem for a client, kind of like a mini case study video. There's all kinds of creative ways that you can use the media section, and that's another, I think, big opportunity that a lot of people don't take advantage of on LinkedIn.
Yeah, the about summary, that's why it's so important to start with your brand. That mm-hmm. before we get into this LinkedIn stuff, you need to understand your brand. Brian said that you need to understand who you want to talk to, who you need to connect with, and we're going to talk about that next. But you won't know that if you didn't go through the exercise of building your brand, understanding who you are, and the perception of your clients, and the story that you want to tell the people that you want to work with. So you do need to go through that episode 270 and understand how your brand works. And while you're doing that, you're going to start creating the content for that about section, because that's what you're talking about. That's the story that you want to tell. That's the story that you want to share in that about section. And so I just wanted to remind you that it's important to start with the brand, understand your target market. There's that word again. I talk about target market all the time. Understand your target market, because again, target market makes it easier to be able to target the people that you want to speak with here on LinkedIn.
And one of the things I would add to that, you know, this is so important on LinkedIn because, you know, this is something I've run into a lot with just social media in general. It's so vast, right? There's so many people on social media. Like on LinkedIn, I've done some searches, you know, and I don't know, there's like 600,000 contractors on LinkedIn, contract firm owners, right? And those are across English speaking countries. So I think probably in the US it's, you know, it's a portion of that. But, you know, when you think about that, you have so many people that you could connect with. But if you're a small firm architect, right, one good connection, two, maybe three good connections a year, like, and I'm talking valuable connections, like a good referral source, a contractor who you develop a great relationship with and continues to refer you to clients. If you just had a handful of those type of connections, you'd be doing so much better, you know, in terms of stability and cash flow and all those other great things that come along with a steady stream of business. And having that target market defined, knowing exactly who you're talking to, and fine-tuning that message around those people is so critical on LinkedIn, because you can spend a lot of time trying to communicate to people. And if they're not the right people, if they're not the right fit, you're just wasting your time. You're just spinning your wheels going after people that are never going to buy from you.
So get your profile set up. You need your profile photo. Remember, it needs to be the right size. And then when you want to fill up the whole icon with your face.
Not the whole icon, but at least 60%. You know?
Right,
you
want to make it, right. Yeah. But you don't want to. You don't want this long distance view of you. You don't want your whole body, or like you don't want, you know, from your hips to your head, because your head gets so small you can't recognize you. So you need to have a recognizable photo.
You want to avoid like you know, cartoon sketches, and you want to avoid things like, oh, here's me cropped out of a family photo from 1973. You know, things like that. I've seen some really crazy.
Back when I had hair.
I need to see those pictures.
Yeah. I had lots of hair. I was talking earlier to Brian. I was a metalhead at a certain time. I had long blonde hair past my shoulders, believe it or not. Today I'm nice and shiny bald. I like it better this way, truthfully.
There you go. It's easier to take care of, right?
Oh, much easier. Much easier. All right. So your profile photo, your headline, and your about summary. So get those things figured out. Understand your target market. Make sure your brand is nice and strong and figured out. And now we're going to start connecting. We will return to our conversation after this quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors, FreshBooks and Arcat. 192 hours. In case you're wondering, 192 hours works out to 2 business days per month. Why the math? Well, if you're an architect and you're using FreshBooks cloud accounting software, that's the amount of admin time you can save every year. How? FreshBooks is so fast and easy to use that it changes the way you deal with your paperwork. FreshBooks is the simplest way to be more productive, more organized, and most importantly, will get you paid faster. You can create and send really professional-looking invoices in under 30 seconds. When you email a client an invoice, FreshBooks can show you whether they've seen it, which puts an end to those guessing games. If waiting for a client check in the mail is slowing down your cash flow, with literally 2 clicks, you can set yourself up to receive payments online. Oh, and your clients will love paying by credit card straight from their invoice. FreshBooks helps you avoid having that awkward talk with your clients about past due payments. FreshBooks automatically sends late payment email reminders so you can spend less time chasing payments and more time working your magic on the drafting board or on the computer. If you have any questions whatsoever, FreshBooks' award-winning customer service is amazingly helpful, super friendly, and zero attitude. Plus, a real live person usually answers the phone in 3 rings or less. To claim your month-long unrestricted free trial, go to entrearchitect.com/freshbooks and enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's entrearchitect.com/freshbooks. Have you been to arcat.com recently? It's the number one most used website for finding building product information. Their powerful search tool allows you to choose what kind of information you want, like CAD, BIM, specifications, and only get results with that data. Arcat is also constantly fine-tuning their search engine to make sure that you keep getting the information that you asked for. And of course, it's free. It requires no registration, no login, no credit card. If you need product building information and you haven't used Arcat recently, or maybe you've never tried Arcat, head over there right now to arcat.com and try it out. You'll be glad you did. That's arcat.com, A-R-C-A-T.com. Arcat.com. Build better content today. FreshBooks and Arcat. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. You've built this profile. We're ready to connect. how do we do that? How do we leverage this profile to get to the people that we really, I mean, you just said tens of thousands of people available just within the niche that we're in. There's millions of people on LinkedIn. And so, you know, maybe your market is tens of thousands. How do we find the 5 or 10 people that really make a difference in our business?
Yeah, that, again, really important to know who it is you're searching for, right? So LinkedIn has a great search tool. So if you go to LinkedIn, you're going to see it right there at the top. There's a kind of a gray, bluish gray bar at the top of your LinkedIn page, and there's a tool that just says search. Now, when you enter a search term in there, LinkedIn will spit back a number of different options. It'll show you some groups that relate to that. It'll show you businesses that relate to that firm, and it'll show you people and there's a whole list of different criteria. So what happens is that when you enter a search, when that search comes back, there will be some filters just under that gray bar where the search bar search field is. And there's some criteria that you can start adding to your search. So this is really important. So what you can start to do is, first of all, if you're searching for people, you would narrow it down to people, to search for people only. And then you can start looking at things like, what is their relationship to me? So LinkedIn has three phases of relationships. There's the first degree connections, which are people that you're already connected to. There's the second degree connections, which are the people who are connected to the people that you are connected to. And then there is the third degree connections, which are the people who are connected to the people. It's like the next exponential. Right.
The people who are connected to you.
Yeah, exactly. So it gets kind of crazy, but So you can start where I like to start is with my second degree connection. So let's say I'm trying to find FAIA, AIA fellows, right? Let's say I was looking for AIA fellows who own architecture firms. I would use search. I would probably start with FAIA because that often appears in the name. A lot of architects will put that in their name, or they'll put it somewhere in their bio that they are FAIA. So then that'll help me narrow it down. Then what I would do, and this is how I work, is I try to find the people who are connected to the people I already know. So this is the easiest way to make connections, is if you are connected to somebody and then they are connected to somebody you know, that gives you a bridge. You know, we call that a bridge. So so let's say I wanted to meet an AIA fellow that was connected to Mark, right? I would probably then, once I've figured out who that person is, I'd probably reach out to Mark and say, hey, Mark, any chance you could introduce me to this person and kind of give me that warm introduction? That is by far the easiest way to connect with people you want to connect with on LinkedIn, is leverage your network. It's just the same as you would in real life, right? If you were a member of the chamber and you knew that one of your fellow chamber members was connected to somebody you wanted to do business, you'd ask that person, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you give me an introduction to this person? Same thing on LinkedIn. Use LinkedIn. You know, it's like I tell people this all the time. Do what you would do in person, but figure out how to use LinkedIn in that way. So that would be the first step, is to kind of search and figure out who it is. You know, and there's a lot you can find out about a person on their LinkedIn profile. And I will say, sometimes it takes time, you know, because you're kind of doing research, right? We call this active business development, right? It's not like picking up the phone. You actually want to put some effort into it, and you want to try to find out, you know, when you do find people that you want to connect with, you want to kind of find out, what are the things that I can talk to them about? And I do this all the time. I'll look at people's profiles. I'll find out where they went to school. I'll find out who they might be connected to that I'm connected to. I'll find out. I'll start going through what they've posted. Like, have they posted articles? Have they posted stuff on LinkedIn? Like, you know, their social media posts. Whose content are they sharing? And a lot of times, if I really want to, you know, like if somebody's really important to me and it's really important that I connect with them, I'm going to do some footwork before I even reach out to them. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go through their profile. I might like some of their posts. A few days later, I might come back. I might leave a comment about something they posted or leave a comment on a post that they've commented on if I have that person in common. There's a lot of different little ways that you can kind of subtly be visible to people before you actually approach them. And what I find is that if you have a couple of these touch points before you connect with them, they're much more likely to say, "Oh yeah, I recognize you," or "Thanks for commenting," or whatever. And you know, so now we're getting kind of to the point where we actually have to connect with them, right? So there's the figuring out who they are, doing the search, trying to narrow down who it is we really want to connect with. And oh, by the way, you know, LinkedIn gives you a lot of options for searching. So you can filter by geography, you can filter by specific companies, you can filter, I believe in the free version of LinkedIn, you know, you can also filter by, you know, company type, like industry, and there's some other criteria. Now, there is a paid version. There's two different paid versions of LinkedIn. There's the premium LinkedIn, which I've never used, so I can't really speak to that too much. But then there's the what's called Sales Navigator. And Sales Navigator is kind of like LinkedIn's version of a CRM. So it actually allows you to track people that you're trying to connect with. So you can create tag them as leads. You can also give them additional tags, which helps you to search for them when you're going back and trying to retrace your steps. You give them different tags, like I'll tag people that I want to connect with in the future, but I don't have time. You know, like I'll do my searches in batches. So I'll go through and I'll find, you know, I'll search for a group of people. I'll tag those people. And then I know when I come back to actually do some outreach, I just kind of search for that tag. And then I can go back and pull those people up and start visiting their profiles. So I that's another way, you know, you got to manage your time as well. But with Sales Navigator, you have a lot more criteria that you can use to find the right people. It has additional things like you can do company headcount. You can do things like search for how long they've been in their industry, like how many years of experience they have. You can also search, I don't know, there's all kinds of criteria there. I think there's over 100 different options. But that gives you a lot more capability to narrow down. A lot of people ask me, well, is that worth it? It costs, Sales Navigator costs like $80 a month. For me, it's worth it because I'm using it all the time. I think if you're really serious about connecting on LinkedIn, it is worth it. It saves a lot of time. But if you have a good network already and you're trying to utilize that network, I would say that I would exhaust your efforts first with the network you have, using the free search tool. If you find out that you're kind of hitting a dead end at some point, then I would look into upgrading to either Premium or Sales Navigator. And I kind of diverted there a little bit. That was a little bit of a tangent about Sales Navigator.
Yeah, no, I think that's valuable, though, because I think people have that question on whether it's worth to pay for it. But it's very valuable without any premium services, just the way it is. I wanted to just get back to the importance of a warm introduction. Because LinkedIn, because it is so vast and so easy to search for people and so easy to make those connections, that next step of understanding who they are and doing those touch points and having that warm introduction to somebody who is a first degree connection prior to connecting with them makes that a much more valuable connection. because, you know, I probably get 5 to 10 connections a day. Most of them I just ignore. I get probably 5 to 10 messages through LinkedIn a day. All of them I ignore. And they're all sales pitches. They're all like, oh, I'm going to help you out. And, you know, why don't we get connected? And, you know, can we set up a call? And I don't have time for any of that. Right. And I don't know you, and I didn't ask for the solicitation. But if I do make that connection with somebody who introduces me, now I know that other person. That other person has already sort of pre-screened that this person's somebody I should know. And so that's now where I'll say, absolutely, let's make that connection. And most likely I'll even make that call and meet them one-on-one, which may be how you and I met, Brian. I'm not sure.
I think originally, I knew about you. I mean, I'd followed some of your content, and I think, yes, I reached out to you on LinkedIn, initially. And
I probably ignored you.
I think you did ignore me. And that brings up a good point too, right? So how are you reaching out to people? Getting a personal introduction is obviously a really great way to do that. But I reach out to people all the time who, without a personal reintroduction, and I get connected to a lot of people. And there's a lot of ways to do that in a way that you can get attention and you can show people that you're being genuine and authentic. Again, it comes down to knowing your target audience. Why are you connecting with them, and why should they consider connecting with you? Those are very important questions to, you know, if you're not going to answer any other questions about who they are or why you're reaching out to them, definitely answer those. You know, why are you connecting with them, and why should they connect with you? I'm not going to say who it is, but I recently reached out to a CEO of a company that is, you know, in the architecture world. I think they're very well known, especially among medium and large firms. And I reached out to this person. I had a few common connections, and you know, but nobody that could really directly connect me to this person. And my pitch was simply like, hey, you know, I've been following your content for a while, your company's content for a while. I really respect what you're doing. I really appreciate the value that you're bringing to the architecture world. And it would just make my day to connect with you. And I said, let's connect. I always remind people, you always have to tell people, please connect with me. You have to tell them what you want. And a lot of people forget to do that. But I was surprised. I got an immediate connection with this person within a couple of days, and we just had a call last week. So, you know, you can reach people. You just have to do it in a way that is, is genuine and is going to speak to them on some level. There's a tool. So last week when I did the webinar, I told everybody, I said, I have a list of tools. And one of the tools that I have been working with recently, it's called Crystal Knows. It's if you go to crystalknows.com, it's a Chrome plugin that allows you to analyze the personalities of the LinkedIn profiles that you're visiting.
So Crystal Knows like knowledge, not knows like on your face.
Yeah, Crystal Knows like knowledge. Yeah, it's basically an AI tool that will analyze a person's LinkedIn profile and basically score them based on DISC. So it gives you some insights, and then you can also use it. Like it has different scenarios. So like you can say, I would like to reach out to this person by email. And then it'll say, are you trying to sell to them? Are you trying to make an impression? Are you trying, you know, it's got a list of actions that you might be taking. And so if I'm having difficulty, like sometimes I reach out to people multiple times, like they won't connect with me at first. Right. So I'll withdraw my connection And then I'll go back a few months later and I'll try to connect again, you know, because people are busy, you know. And I was always taught, like, you keep going until you either get a no or a yes, right? And so I'm pretty persistent about stuff like that. And recently, you know Bob Borson, right?
Oh, yeah. Good friend. Yeah.
I've been trying to connect with him for a couple of years. I should just ask you to.
You should have just asked me.
I didn't think about it at the time. But I tried to connect with him a couple of times in the past, and I know he's busy, and it's probably just something that slipped his mind. But then I tried Crystal Knows, and I kind of used this to kind of give me some hints about how to reach out to him. What do you know? He connected with me the next day. So
very interesting. Yeah.
There's some other tools that you can bring into the works to make progress. I was really surprised. It was like, oh, okay, it was that easy. And it's I've used it on a few other people to kind of help me figure out how to break the ice, and it's worked very well. I have to say.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing about LinkedIn is that it is so easy to connect, and it's so easy to find the people that you really need to connect with. And so that's what we're trying to talk about here is that you should use it for that, to make those connections. But the next step, and that's a whole other subject, which we'll get into another day, is once you make those connections, so you finally made the connection and everybody's happy, now what do you do with that? The connection's not going to get the bills paid, right? So very briefly, because we really need to wrap up, very briefly, once you sort of make this connection, what are some of the things that we can do once we have that connection?
Well, so here's the thing about connecting with people on LinkedIn, and here's what I've found. Just because you're connected doesn't mean that they're going to interact with you, right? So first of all, you have to kind of figure out how that interaction is going to happen, right? So somebody might connect with you and they might just be doing it to get rid of the notification or whatever, right? But for them, to really get them to interact with you, you really got to, you have to start providing some value for them, right?
That's the key phrase. You need to provide value that they want.
Exactly. And that's where knowing who they are, knowing your target audience, that's what's so important, because now that you're connected, now you got to kind of figure out, like, what can I say to this person? What can I do for this person? How can I help this person? Who can I connect them to? How can I provide value for them so they see me in not just as a connection, but as somebody who genuinely wants to help them, and somebody that, you know, they want to get to know better. And that's something we talk about, right? Because we have this new program that we're going to be rolling out soon, and it's about helping architects connect with people on LinkedIn. And so we talk about the know, like, and trust triangle, right? So the know is like helping you build up your profile. The like is sharing the content that people want, and they're going to help see you as an expert. But then when you connect with them, now you've got to build that trust. And if you're the one saying, hey, how can I help you? Who can I connect with you? You just have to kind of get into that mode of like, what can you do for this person, and trying to figure that out. And I've tried a lot of different ways. One of the best ways that kind of works is I share useful information. You know, we have looked at over 400 architecture firm websites. We've analyzed these websites. We've scored them. We've kind of created this study about architecture firm websites. So that's something that I can offer to people.
And that's what we talked about in episode 270, if anybody's interested in getting deeper into that.
Yeah. And, that's where you can really, you know, if you're an architect and you know that you've connected with somebody that is that needs your services, if you have a white paper or the lead magnet tools, right? The downloads and stuff like that. If you've got that material, you should be asking your connections, hey, would this help you? Would it help you to have this information? You know, I ask people all the time, you know, like, how can I be of service to you? We're connected. I don't want to just be another connection. I want to actually be of value to you. So help me understand that. Help me understand what I can do to make your life easier. What kind of information can I give you? What kind of resources can I share? Who can I connect you with? That's the real beauty of LinkedIn. And that's where, man, when you start getting that engine going, you know, there's nowhere but up to go, because you're going to be seen as somebody who really cares, somebody who is an expert in your field, they're going to want to know more, and then they're going to look for opportunities to connect you with other people. So that's where the magic happens, so to speak.
And you're a perfect example of that. Two podcasts later, a couple of articles on the blog, and an expert training session. Providing tremendous value to me and the community of our small firm architects here at Entree Architect. You practice what you preach. It's clear that it works, because, you know, you and I have become friends. We've been helping one another succeed. You've been sharing your valuable knowledge with the community, and I'm sure it's paying off at the other end.
Oh yeah. And that's what, you know, my mentor, Brent Weaver, I introduced to him last year. You know, Brent always talks about the abundance mindset, right? We all have to work together to support each other and lift each other up. And that's how we approach our business. That's how we approach how we help our clients. I'm not here just to do this for me. I'm here to help other people. That's my gift, is if I can share something with somebody that will help them, that's what I'm in this for. I don't know if I shared this with you at all, Mark, but last year, you know, when we sat down and we looked at all the podcast downloads, we looked at the articles that we wrote on our blog, on other blogs, we looked at the other interactions we had, webinars, things like that. You know, the numbers really added up really quick, and it was well over 10,000 people that interacted with us in some way. And, you know, I said right then and there, I said, you know, I want to reach 100,000 architects by 2020. You know, I want to keep that momentum going. And I hope it's a lot higher than that, but that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help architects and, you know, grow and expand my reach so that I can bring value to more people.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Before we wrap up here, Brian, I wanted to ask you the one question that I ask everybody. You did answer this question in the last episode. I'm not going to remind you what you said, but I'd love for you to answer that question again. What is one thing a small firm architect could do today to build a better business for tomorrow?
Well, I was thinking about this. I knew this question was coming. And I think this might be the same answer I gave last time. And we certainly talked about this today. Figure out who it is you really are talking to. Be crystal clear about your target audience. I can tell you that no matter what business you're in, you can waste a lot of time trying to impress a lot of people. But it's not about the millions. It's about the handful of people that can really impact your business. It's about the 100 clients you need to connect with over the next 10 years. So get really clear, crystal clear about who you can bring the most value to, and focus on that.
His name is Brian McCartney, B-R-Y-O-N, Brian with a Y-O.
Brian with a yo, exactly.
We've been doing this so long. I know your catchphrase, Brian with a yo, B-R-Y-O-N McCartney. You can check out everything he's doing at his website, arcmark.co, arcmark.co. And you should connect with him on LinkedIn. Brian, how do we connect with you on LinkedIn?
So I make it really easy for people. Just go to brilliantbryan, BRYON.com, and that will forward you to my LinkedIn profile. And yes, if you're listening to this, please connect with me. I want to connect with more architects, and I want to hear from you. about your dreams and visions for the future. And I want to help you get there as well.
All right. BrilliantBrian.com. We'll connect you with Brian on LinkedIn. Well, you have to go there and then request the connection. So make sure you actually request the connection once you're there. Brian, it's always a pleasure. It's always tremendous value in everything that you share with us. So I appreciate you for all you do for the Entree Architects community and the profession at large, because as we help these architects build better businesses, the profession is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and you're a big part of that. So thank you very much for joining me here today at Entree Architect Podcast.
I really appreciate that, Mark. And you know I love to do this, so anytime, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, to kind of wrap back and forth about this stuff. You get it. I get it. Let's help more architects. That's what it's all about.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you. So you've been listening to episode 316. If you'd like to access the show notes or share a link with a friend, please do share this link with a friend. This link is entrearchitect.com/episode316. entrearchitect.com/episode316. And you've probably noticed this episode and most of the episodes that are going to be coming soon in the next couple of weeks have no reference to what we're all experiencing right now with COVID-19. And that's because all of these episodes, they were obviously recorded prior to this current crisis. And most of what we're sharing here is absolutely still relevant to what we're dealing with right now. Certainly this episode, with what Brian has shared with us about LinkedIn, with everyone locked away inside, all our prospective clients, they're all being forced to think about the spaces in which they work and live. They're intimately aware of what's not working so well with this new way of living and working, right? And so when things get back to normal, our phones are going to start ringing and our inboxes are going to start overflowing with new work from people who are thinking about what they want to change in their spaces, what they're thinking about right now. You know, think about when our clients come back from summer vacation and how the phone starts to ring. This is going to be exponential in terms of that, because they're living right now in spaces and working in spaces that don't work for them. And they're going to be looking for solutions, and you can provide that solution for them. So now is not the time to sit back. Now is the time to build your business. Now is the time to build out the systems and the procedures and the processes that will make you and your firm and your team more efficient, right? When things get back to normal, you will be ready to rock and roll. So go back and listen to Brian again and what he's shared here and what he shared about LinkedIn, and share this episode with a friend, and then get to work. Get to work with Brian, what Brian shared with you. Go to your LinkedIn profile. If you don't have a LinkedIn profile, start one. If you do have a LinkedIn profile, it probably has not been updated in a while, sort of like mine. And once you've updated that profile, start experimenting with the platform and build out your authority as a guide for the clients who are going to soon need your services again. They are soon going to be looking for you, and many of them will be looking for you on LinkedIn. And to help you out, Brian has a free 10-point LinkedIn profile checklist. It's free. All you have to do is go to entrearchitect.com/archmark, A-R-C-H-M-A-R-K, okay? entrearchitect.com/archmark, and you can instantly download Brian's 10-point checklist right now at entrearchitect.com/archmark. And while you're there, connect with me on LinkedIn and connect with Brian on LinkedIn. Brian made it simple. Listen to this idea. He created a URL, a little easy to remember link, brilliantbrian.com. Brilliantbrian.com. And remember, Brian's name is spelled B-R-Y-O-N. Okay? Brilliantbrian.com. If you click on that, it will go directly to Brian's LinkedIn profile. And you could just request to connect with him. And I have another secret for you. Listen, don't tell anybody about this one. Well, you can tell anybody you want, but keep it between you and me and the thousands of others who are listening right now. If you connect with Brian on LinkedIn, if you tell him that you came from Entree Architect Podcast and that we sent you, Brian will give you an additional freebie. He will. He will give you his LinkedIn resource guide that has all kinds of additional stuff about LinkedIn and how you can get even better and optimize on LinkedIn. So once you download his 10-point checklist at entrearchitect.com/arcmark, and then you go to brilliantbrian.com with a B-R-Y-O-N, brilliantbrian.com, and connect with him on LinkedIn. When you connect with him, say, hey, I heard you on Entree Architect podcast. And Mark said, secretly, that I could get your LinkedIn resource guide, and he'll send you the resource guide. He told me he would. So do that, okay? I hope you're well. I hope you're healthy and happy and safe and secure. I thank you very much for hanging out with me here. Thank you for listening. And now, more than ever, spread the word. Love, learn, and share with what you know. Thanks. See you next week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short haul, frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.